Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, Mike Newquist, president of touring shows with Cirque du Soleil.
And we are here because Cirque du Soleil is coming to Tysons, Virginia, at the big top tent there at Lernertown Square. It's going to be awesome. It's called Curious, Cabinet of Curiosities, and that's curious with a K. tell me if our folks have been, obviously Cirque du Soleil is so famous, we've all been, but if they've been to ones in the past, how does this, you know, Cabinet of Curiosities theme, maybe is it a little different than maybe what they've seen before?
Yeah, it is. I think you'll see the same jaw-dropping acrobats that you're used to and that you love from Cirque du Soleil, but Curios is a show that really celebrates the imagination. And you see this escape from reality. It's a very festive, steampunk-inspired universe. And we get to follow an inventor that's convinced that there exists this hidden, invisible world. And his world literally gets turned upside down. So this show is so great for families, for date nights, for groups. So it's really such a great show.
And you mentioned the word steampunk. Explain, you know, paint visually with your words, because we're a radio station, so we can't see it. But describe what steampunk involves. What sort of, you know, aesthetics and visuals come to mind when you say steampunk?
Yeah, I think you'll see just the number of different costumes and collectibles and just the environment that this show has created in this inventor's world. So you literally get to see it transpired before your eyes. So such a visually appealing show, like something you've never seen.
Great. And what sort of tricks and acrobatics are we going to see? I assume we'll see, you know, is it like contortionist? Is it tightrope walk? You know what I mean? Run through some of the actual acts.
Yeah, that's a good question. You will see, you'll have the opportunity to see the contortionists. You'll have the opportunity to see an acronet. You'll see a world literally get turned upside down. And I don't want to give away too much of the fun with that scene. You'll see the acrobatics, and you'll see humor as well. So it's this great combination of this awe-inspiring, jaw-dropping acrobatics mixed with humor, and you see the crowd laughing and literally jaws dropping as you watch this show. So it's such a magnificent assortment of acts that are brought together all together in Curios.
Great. And Curios, when was it invented? It was it started in Montreal, right?
It did. It started in Montreal. It's been 8 years now that the show has been running. So it's one of our most successful shows. It's a fan favorite. We're so happy to bring it back. We just finished in Toronto, where we had a 3-month stay, and then looking forward to our time in Tysons, where we'll be there from July 29th through September 25th.
Yeah, come on down here to the D.C. area. We're the nation's capital. Bring your A game.
will for sure. And, you know, we've got 110 touring members on staff for the show that are so excited to be there in the area and to spend the next couple of months in D.C.
Cool. Now, how long does the show run? You know, if our families come grab tickets, and, you know, how long should they plan to be out there? Is there an intermission? You know, give me those sort of details.
Yeah, great question. So this show will be 2 hours long, and we do have a 20-minute intermission. So just a great, it goes by so fast, and you'll have an opportunity at the intermission to grab a snack, grab a drink, and get back for the final exciting acts. But plan on a great 2-hour evening.
And talk about how it's great for the whole family. You know, the especially nowadays, it seems like stuff's either geared towards just kids or just, you know, so mature that it's adult type stuff. But talk about how Cirque du Soleil, it really is something that grandparents, parents, kids, you know, it can be like a multi-generational, you know, a fun family outing, right?
It really is. And that's what I love about our shows. And, you know, unlike a team that wins and loses every night, our fans walk away with a smile on their face. So it's so fun to watch. And as I sit in the audience and watch these shows And I hear the children's laughter, and I hear them laughing with their parents. And I see date nights, and I see couples, but really the show, and I love it, it's you have grandparents, you have moms and dads, and you have the children all there together, all enjoying the show. It's so family friendly, and it's just unlike something you don't get anywhere. So I think that's what makes it so enjoyable. You have 2 hours of just a fun evening, and I really can't wait to see everyone there at the show.
Has anyone come up to you afterwards, like any parents or grandparents or even kids, like and with any good feedback, you know, like, oh my God, I love this part, or oh wow, like grandpa was blown away by this, or do you have any good, like, you know, anecdotal stories of people that have come up to you and said, wow, that I was blown away by that?
Yeah, I do. And I think in this show in particular, there's a certain act that I had a few people after that walked out and told me I had no idea what was actually happening until I looked up and there was this whole other world. So I hear that. And then with the acrobats and the contortionists that you really, as you walk out of the big top after, that's where you get the feedback and they'll find me and they'll tell me, I couldn't believe what that acrobat did in that act, or I had no idea that was happening, or the contortionist. It's just so different from anything that you get to see. So that's what I love, walking out of the shows and just hearing the feedback and hearing the families that every single one of them just enjoyed their night out together.
Great. Well, I have plenty of stuff about this specific show, but before we run final few minutes here, I'd love to know a little more about, if you could, the history of Cirque du Soleil. You know, like, when was it actually started? It was like early to mid 80s?
Yeah, it was back in 84. So Cirque it's been such a fantastic company, this huge brand, this global brand now that we're touring around the world and continually reinventing ourselves and with more and more creative as we launch more and more shows. So the success continues to grow. It's such a phenomenal company to work for and just again to watch the families even 30 years later as we bring out new shows and these fan favorites that the crowd, they just love and are so loud. I was at a show 3 nights ago that might have been the loudest Cirque du Soleil show I've ever seen. And it continues to be that way, that it's so inspiring for everyone when they have the chance to come out and watch it.
So that performance was the loudest show on earth. Awesome. Well, and I know in the beginning it started with like 20, like just like only like 20 street performers back in 84. And so to see that it's grown to how many you said now, over 100 or something.
No, that's right. And just this tour alone has 110 touring members. And we have 8 touring shows out there right now, times 110 people, plus all our Las Vegas shows and our show in Orlando at Disney, Drawn to Life. So you're now talking about thousands of people that go into putting on the shows. So such an incredible transformation from, you know, like you said, the original 20 street performers to now this giant global brand with thousands of people around the world.
That's so crazy. And just in what, not even is 84. So not even 40 years. It's gone from 20 street performers to this global brand behemoth. It's pretty crazy. It's awesome. That's really awesome. All right. Well, big picture it for me. Cause we're talking about, you know, like I want to know, like, you know, how is Cirque du Soleil, you know, what is its overall place in the grand timeline of, you know, circus performances throughout history? You know, you think of Ringling Brothers, you think of all this stuff. It used to be more with animals and clowns, etc. And then it evolved. And, you know, so now we're in this, you know, in relatively speaking, you know, the last since 1984, you know, a new era of circus, you know. So how does Cirque du Soleil sort of, how has it sort of just revolutionized and changed everything, you know, in terms of the big picture like that?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think you've seen the transformation of the circus to what it is today. And we don't have animals. And what you see is just unbelievable acrobatics now. The music, the singing, there are no language barriers in our show. So when you see Curios in DC is the same that you'll see anywhere else around the world. So I think that in itself makes Cirque du Soleil shows just so broadly appealing to everyone. You don't have to understand a language. You just have to sit there, be entertained, enjoy, laugh, and just watch the most incredible performances that you've ever seen in your life.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking so much time for us this morning. Again, it's Curios, and it's the Cabinet of Curiosities. It's going to kick off July 29th in Tysons, Virginia, at the Big Top at Lernertown Square there. So everyone in the D.C. area, come on back. I believe this is the first time since 2019. Like, this is the first time Cirque is back, since the whole pandemic craziness, right? I mean, this is our first chance to see it again.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why we're so excited as we've relaunched the show. And this will be the first time Curios has been in the U.S. Since the relaunch. So we're so, so excited to be there in D.C., to be there in Tysons. Come out and get your tickets. We've been selling a ton of tickets. They've been going fast. And so love to have everyone come out and really look forward to seeing them under the Big Top.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was my pleasure and truly appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you.